Here's what I'm trying to ask myself. And I asked myself this question before I did my morning vlog and I released it on the Anton Daniels channel. And of all of the different things and the news that we see happening and all of the cities that's failing and all of the bankruptcies that's on the horizon and the people getting thrown out of their homes and you see all of the foreclosures and the repossessions, the repo cars be banging out here in these streets. Repo trucks, I'll be trying to figure out if I actually am financing a car or not. I'd be scared just because I'm having PTSD of what happened in 2008. Democrats have controlled the White House the last 12 of the 16 years. The only time that we had prosperity and unprecedented peace in this country was the 4 years that Donald Trump was in office. And then we had the plandemic in which they were trying to invade your space while at the same time preaching that we need the federal government to oversee what goes on in your life. They then was trying to mandate that you take the jab. And anybody that refused or talked anything differently about it or said that they didn't believe in it, they were censored, they were fired, and they were drug out of their circumstance and no longer to be heard of. Last night, I was on a panel, and even the person that y'all sat in the chat and y'all was championing, you liberals, y'all was championing him, and y'all was saying, oh yeah, he sounds intelligent. He's must gonna get Anton. The longer that the show goes on, the stronger I get. The longer that the show goes on, the stronger that I get. I'm like a comic book character. The longer that this thing goes on, you empty out your clip, you let your ammo go, and then eventually I'm going to get you. And I started to expose and I realized who he was as far as what his positions and his stance was. And the first thing that I asked him was, once I realized what was happening, I said, hey, tell me what the definition of a woman is. And you know what he told me? A woman is anybody who identifies as a woman. And then they tried to corner me again by saying that gender and sex were different. So when they went in to define it, because they said that definitions mean things, what they basically defined was one of them was what you were biologically born, and the other one is based off of how you feel. And somehow, some way, you have dysphoria if you feel differently than what your biological sex is. Somehow, some way, God got it wrong. You were supposed to actually be a girl, and now you can go into the bathroom with my daughter and pull out your cock. And now a lot of these bathrooms that's happening all across the world, including here in Detroit, Michigan, some of the biggest places and venues where people are performing. I just seen Billie Eilish last night was here down in Detroit, and the line was out the door. They got urinals inside of women's bathrooms. That's a fact. They have urinals in women's bathrooms. Then they tried to pivot on me and say, oh, wait. It's not based off of how you feel, because I also disagree with the fact that biological men can get in a ring with a biological woman and participate in women's sports. Well, I thought that what you were is what you feel like, not necessarily what you were born as. And that's on the side of the people that are completely delusional. And then you got the people that vote Democrat because that's the way that they were raised. And when you present to them new information, I had a conversation with my brother. Shout out to my brother. That's my guy. We just fundamentally disagree on a lot of things. And I had a conversation with my brother this morning because he called me and he said, Anton, this person need to get in contact with you, blah, 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 blah. I said, oh, okay, cool. Give him my number. I gave him the number. And then he said, you know, we started talking about what was going on with the hurricane and things like that. And we started discussing things, and then naturally it started to go into politics, right? And my brother is a staunch Democrat for no reason. And the reason that I don't understand it is because how can you be a Democrat when we basically have conservative values? He doesn't believe in gender changing. He doesn't believe in the alphabet community. He doesn't believe in big government. He doesn't believe in more taxes. He works in an industry that's largely affected by what goes on in China. And if they don't have certain tariffs, then guess what? He's going to be affected. He's 100% a church guy. He was raised the same way that I was, if not even more into the church than I was. And everything that he stands for, he doesn't believe in abortion. He doesn't believe in all of this stuff that they're saying. And the only thing that they can then say is, well, what about Trump, when I start asking them questions as to why they believe a certain way? And so I'm not afraid to broach the subject. The thing that he challenged me with is, he told me this morning, oh, you're going to be feeling some type of way when she lose. And I said, or when he lose. And I said, what makes you think that he's going to lose? Ain't nobody doing better numbers in Michigan than me. Ain't nobody got a bigger impact than what's going on in Michigan than me. I walk down the street and say, and people say, hey, man, I appreciate you. You changed my mindset. Hey, man, I appreciate you. My son is doing different things as a result of it. Ain't nobody got more impact and influence than me. And if Michigan is a swing state, which way you think it's going to swing if I got more power and control than any other influencer that's happening inside of this state? And it's happening all across the board. But my question is not about influence. My question is, why? What makes you think it makes sense? And this is for everybody that votes liberal. What makes you think that it makes sense for you to vote that way? And can you substantiate your argument? Because I truly don't understand, as a person that have voted Democrat since the time that I would have been able to vote, based off of the fact that I was taught to vote Democrat just because that's the way that Black people vote. And once I became a man, I put away childish things. So beyond my 18th birthday, in which I turned 18 in 2020, that was a 2020 election, and of course we had Obama and stuff, I started to question what the Democrat Party really represented. I know they represent war. I know they represent leaving the borders open. I know that the lasting legacy that Obama gave us was the alphabet community. I know that that's what he still advocates for. I know that they believe in higher taxes, which then basically stifles the economy and then raises inflation. And then you can't afford to live, which we then need a Republican to come in and replace and fix everything that y'all did. And so what I see right now is people losing their homes. They can't afford to buy groceries. They having problems. They debt is at an all-time high. We in all of these wars. And then they keep telling you that a man can go inside of your bathroom, depending on whether or not he feels like it that day. He don't even have to dress like a girl no more. He can just go into your bathroom. So my question still remains, why do people still vote Democrat? I'm curious. I don't know. If somebody can educate me, and I'm not talking about somebody that's just doing it just because they're trying to be contrary, or somebody that feels like they're a feminist, or any of that stuff. What makes y'all think that masculinity shouldn't be the primary reason that we step forward into the way that we're supposed to go, which then trickles down into our voting patterns and the way in which we live our lives, and then it saves our families? Even if you wanted to advocate for the alphabet community, don't you know that the divorce rate is higher amongst people that like to bump coochies, that like to do the scissor kick? That's a fact. That's not my opinion. People that are same-sex gender tend to have higher divorce rates, now that we can now surf through the data and look at it to determine whether or not it actually makes sense. And then ultimately you passing down something that's not best for the children that you didn't even naturally birth. So you think that it makes sense for you to raise something that you didn't even naturally, that you can't even naturally put together? And we not going to then pass on generational trauma? How does this make sense? What makes you think that in any universe of all of the Democrats that could possibly run for president of the United States of America, you gave us the worst one? You gave us Kamala Harris. Of all of the people that y'all selected to stand in front of us and say that this is the person that we want to be the leader of the free world, you said Kamala Harris. Why would you vote for Kamala Harris? Why would you vote for Brandon Johnson? Brandon Johnson told you what he was going to do before he did it. And he came in, and he came in with size 17 shoes, and he's putting his foot up your butt. And now y'all sitting here complaining and crying about the fact that he's controlling and doing everything that he want to do, including running the city into the ground. Tiffany Henyard. Why would you vote for Tiffany Henyard? Eric Adams. Why would you vote for Eric Adams? You guys had mayors that came through and basically cleaned up New York City and stopped all of the crime and made it back a tourist destination from what it used to be in the 70s and the 80s, and y'all want to go back to it. Why would you vote for Karen Bass? Why would you advocate for Gavin Newsom over in California that's basically spending an unprecedented amount of money and let criminals run the place? Why would you go for London Breed, who was more concerned about making sure that she gave awards for being LGBTQ instead of cleaning up the homelessness problem, when they should have been focused on that? Voting for administrators that ultimately spent $165 million for permanent housing for homeless people, and it was $600,000 per unit. Why would you vote for that? Why would people vote for the thing that's not in their best interest? I don't understand. It makes no sense to me. Why would you want migrants, illegal migrants, into your community to replace you? Why do you want to give away the culture of what America is, which is not to give people a handout, but ultimately give people a hand up? Why do you want people to participate in determining what happens in your life? Why do you want them to have more government oversight? Why do you want higher taxes that you know is going to trickle down and affect you in a negative way? Why are people voting liberal? Why would you want socialism? They did an experiment. I watched a video where somebody did an experiment. And these people that were on a college campus, they were saying, yo, we think that people need to pay more and that they need to share more of their resources that they work for and got legally with the people at the bottom or the people in the middle. And they said, okay, cool. What's your GPA? 3.8, 3.9, 4.0, so on and so forth. Okay, cool. Would you think that it makes more sense to share your GPA in order to average out and make things more fair with the people that slacked off and didn't go to class every single day? They got a lower GPA than you. No, that's not fair. Well, wait a minute. You telling me that the thing that you work for so hard for, you don't believe that it's you paying your fair share in order to equal it out and make sure that regardless of how hard you work, that they can then get the same amount of leg up and the same amount of opportunities as you, even though you worked harder than them? I worked hard. I worked my butt off every single day. I take no days off, Monday through Sunday. And so now I'm supposed to give my money away to somebody that don't even care about controlling their body and who it is that they let busting off inside of them. That a person could just go out there and have as many kids as they want and they're supposed to get more benefits than me, than the person that actually works hard, is very intentional about what they do, give back to their community, and I'm supposed to pay more than them because they made the wrong decision and I didn't. How does that make sense? Don't you know that in no society it actually works out beneficial when you pick socialism over capitalism? Don't you know that all of these legislators that's on the blue side is just as rich as the ones that's on the red side? That all of these Congress members are working together and they actually all are conservative, but they present themselves as liberal in order for you to vote for them to stay in power? That they all get donations for big corporations and they're not really having a war on drugs, they're having a war on you? That we're funding a migrant crisis that is unprecedented in our lifetime, and people completely discard it and say, well, it's not that big of a deal. This is not the biggest election of our lifetime. I'm not even voting. I'm going to just vote for irrelevant person and write-in candidate for no reason, even though I know that I have a choice in what's going to happen in my family's future and my unborn daughter or my unborn son. And what happens? We sit here and we complain about all of these things and all being overtaxed, because being overtaxed is not just your tax rate. It's the fact that these very people that's advocating for this liberal policy are the very ones that's advocating against updating family court laws, which is a racket in itself. And so if I can't pitch you, if I can't sell you on the idea that your values are conservative, but you continue to vote liberal against your own best interests, what more can I say and why? Help me to understand, because nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, has given me any reason, not one, outside of the fact that they just don't like Donald Trump for some reason, and the media did a nut job on y'all. Nobody has been able to tell me why it makes sense to vote Democrat. And I'm not just talking about Kamala Harris. I'm talking about across the board. Mayors, congresspeople, judges, governors. You want tampons in your boy's bathroom? I don't understand it. I genuinely just don't understand it, bro. I don't. I'm not worried about me. I'm good. I am what I am. I'm stuck in my ways. I'm gonna be one of them old men on the porch laughing and saying, oh, y'all stupid, because back in my day, and you're going to want to run up on the porch and I'm going to be like Gran Torino. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I genuinely don't understand it. But here we are. Here we are, election 2024. Everybody is confused and don't nobody know why they're doing what they're doing. They just doing it because everybody said to do it. Magic Johnson can't even get his own son and his own house in order, yet he's sitting there having a conversation about how you should vote for Kamala Harris. Maybe he's just voting on the best interest of his son. I don't know.